So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Okay, it is Dom time. Welcome in the man of the hour, the guy right in the center of all this swirling stuff with SEPTA, state budgets, and school funding. State Senator Joe Pittman, the majority floor leader, Senate District 41, that's Armstrong, Indiana, Jefferson. Can't read it here, but I'm guessing it's Westmoreland County since it's long and got West in front of it. Let's bring him in on Talk Radio 1210. Leader Pittman, Joe, thank you very much for joining us today.
Dom, thanks a lot for having me, and you're absolutely right, Westmoreland County.
Okay. I don't know if we've spoken before. I was going back through my memory banks. If we haven't, well, this is a great opportunity to start to get you on, because you are saying some really interesting things here as we go through this. Sadly, the social media and others are taking guys like you, Joe Pittman, and some of these other state senators, and are almost saying, you're local yokels. Don't you get it? We want SEPTA. We don't care what they do. Give them $1 trillion.
Well, that's part of being in the public eye, and yeah. I certainly accept that, and it doesn't bother me. But there are solid members in the Senate like Joe Picozzi and Frank Ferry and Tracy Pennycook who recognize the value of mass transit. The key question is, do we just give them a blank check and let them do the same old things every day that they're already doing them, or do we also give them a self-help manual and try to improve the network, try to improve the services, and make it a better experience, not just for the ridership, but also the employees?
Yeah, what is it, Joe, if you could put a button on it? I had Kent Lawrence on recently, the head of, in essence, and he asked to be on, and I am a big opponent of a lot of the SEPTA stuff, except the law enforcement guy has been very good. And yet he was pretty good when he was on, even talking about going after rate evaders. Now, he could have been ratcheting up, realizing the image of SEPTA is not good, and they're going to have to do something to appeal to people. So what is the self-help? What's the major thing you'd like to have oversight, more oversight?
The toll evasion is absolutely a big part of this.
Okay.
SEPTA has told me time and again that they're losing $50 million a year in toll evasion. That has to be fixed. The overall safety and security of the network. We put a special prosecutor in place about a year and a half ago to try to bring law and order to the network. Again, no matter how much money we give to SEPTA, if the riders do not feel safe and secure, right, they're not going to want to use the system.
Well, let me ask. The guy hasn't – I asked Lawrence, and I've been talking about this. He said he was going to start prosecuting, but this was a counter to what Krasner has done and the overall unsafety in Philadelphia. Is he prosecuting anybody? Do you know?
Well, the new attorney general has taken the special prosecutor and started to empower that person.
Okay.
One of the big things we did in the bill that we passed to help fund SEPTA was to also enhance the special prosecutor, not only in terms of the eligibility of who can serve in that role, but also extend the time frame of the special prosecutor. That is something that needs to be ramped up. And I've worked with Ken Lawrence on this issue, and I do think he is trying to figure out a way to bring the network into a more sustainable, productive operation. And one of the things we have talked about is the special prosecutor and getting them much more involved in ensuring safety on the network.
You said a figure here that the media doesn't report, that conversations you have with SEPTA, they reason it's $50 million in fare evasion or thereabout, whether it's 49 or 50. I've not seen that anywhere, which brings us into the media bias of this type of thing. The public ought to know. The public hears that, and they understand what you guys are trying to do. You put a button on it right there.
I do think with, again, Joe Picozzi and Frank Ferry and Tracy Pennycook, they know their constituency. They know what they hear from those they represent. Mm-hmm. And they hear much of what we've been saying, which is we need SEPTA. We understand the value of mass transit, but it has to be a solid network that people can rely on and feel good about using. And there has to be some help, self-help to all of this.
Exactly. Well, I like it because you're not just complaining about Philadelphia and Krasner, as I many times do. You have the special prosecutor, and that's going to move up. We're talking with Senator Pittman. Senator, the thing I'm interested in, my background, I got into talk radio through being a teacher, and I do national stuff, school choice podcast, et cetera, around all kinds of education issues. I'm very interested that we're seeing, I believe, the next $500 million installment of the $4.5 billion plan to intentionally bring schools from Pennsylvania up to what they say are adequate funding. And you are talking about that, saying the other 152, I believe, school districts in the state don't think the adequacy funding as it stands is fair.
Adequacy is in the eye of the beholder.
Right.
Whenever you're talking about 500 distinctly different school districts that have different challenges and needs, the reality is the Commonwealth Court simply said to the governor and the General Assembly, we don't like the way you're funding school districts. You have to come up with a better way to do it. That's all they said. The adequacy formula, as it's known, came out of a commission that we did not support. But we used it in last year's budget. And just because we used it in last year's budget doesn't mean we have to rubber stamp it for this year. Because at the end of the day, all of these dollars and how the formulas work change year over year with demographics and enrollments and tax efforts and all that kind of stuff. And we have to figure out a way to understand that even under the governor's proposal, as much money as he wants to put into education, there are 92 school districts across this state that would get less money in real dollars this year than they did last year under the governor's proposal.
I see. One other area, I'm a big proponent. As I said, I do this national podcast, School Choice. Any kind of, and I think you're an incrementalist here, and I like it. You're trying to get something out of this to enhance the right of parents to make choices. So what are you trying to do in these negotiations?
Well, we're all about empowering parents. We have a very robust EITC program, which is a tax credit program that allows for families to have tuition offset to have their children go to a school of their choosing. As I often say, parents have the ultimate responsibility for their children's education. It means they have to take responsibility for their children's education. And we have made incremental improvements on that front. We need to do much, much more. We had an agreement with the governor 2 years ago. I'll leave why it didn't happen on the table for now. But the reality is that agreement was not able to be consummated, and we had a massive disappointment 2 years ago. But we're going to continue to do everything we can, be as creative as possible, to help empower parents to make decisions to the best benefit of their children.
I would tell you here, at least in talk radio and our listeners and all, not so much interest in this games, the skill games and all that, that Philadelphia is inundated with these in gas stations and other places. But it seems to be, Joe, that this has gotten stuff going where there's threats and there's hacking and there's everything else, my God, over these video games.
We have to get our arms around this. This is something that was a creation, again, of another Commonwealth court ruling that allowed these skill games to come into the marketplace because they weren't defined as gaming. That was the court decision. So be it. But I think you're seeing other games come into the equation as well. And it's the one area where I've talked with the governor a lot. My colleagues in the House bipartisanly think we need to somehow get our arms around these machines. And so gaming reform is one of those areas Okay. where there's bipartisan interest in trying to figure it out. The details matter. The details are important. But I agree with you. I've seen in my rural area where these machines are getting robbed, and it's causing issues in small rural communities as well. So what you're experiencing in Philadelphia is being experienced across the state.
Parting question while I have you here. I am one of the biggest proponents of, you know, competition, females competing, and the governor is starting to throw aside his moderate camouflage on these trans issues. Any hope? I just wanted to take a read of somebody in your position. The Senate is solid to pass that fairness in women's sports. If it comes up for a vote, and you're a master to negotiate these things, to actually get a vote, Joe, in the House, I'm convinced the Democrats that I know and talk to, there's 8 or 10 of them that would vote for it. What can be done, do you think, to just get a vote on this?
Well, from my vantage point, we passed it, and we passed it with a degree of bipartisan support. There were Democrats
right.
that supported
sure.
it. And so when the governor called legislators advocating for protecting women in sports extremists, it struck me as odd because he was calling a lot of his own party
yeah.
extremists. What the House chooses to do with their calendar and what bills they allow
yeah.
to run largely is going to depend on what they hear from their membership. And at
okay.
the end of the day, their membership needs to stand up and say, it's time to bring common sense to this issue, put this on the governor's desk, and make him make a decision on what he thinks we should do to protect women in sports.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming on. Is there anything else that I left out you wanted to amplify as we move forward as this budget thing goes on? Joe, go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Dom. I appreciate the platform. I truly want your listenership to understand that we recognize there is true value in transit. It just has to be delivered in a thoughtful manner, and we have to realize that when you're asking the taxpayers of this Commonwealth to invest more beyond the $1.5 billion that's invested annually in mass transit, that there's going to be a natural desire for increased accountability, safety, and security on any system that receives that kind of support.
Absolutely. Please come back next week as this unfolds. If we have time, Joe, we'd love to hear from you. Appreciate it very much.
Happy to be back on as much as you'd like, Dom. Thank you.
Thanks very much. All right, there's the majority leader. Henry, put a note down. Let's get him on maybe Tuesday, Wednesday as this heats up. When you heard the number in there, Henry, $50 million in evasion. How much is SEPTA? They'd be evading $4 or $5 a ride, something like that?
No, yeah. It's higher than that. Like, it depends. I guess it depends on what train
higher
you're
than
evading.
Five?
Yeah, it depends on what train you're evading.
Yeah, I'm saying Subway, Broad Street.
Subway, yeah, just a couple bucks.
Yeah, yeah, right. So that's potentially, let's do the math, you know, that's 10 million. All right, let's be 8 million
that's
evasions.
That's about math.
Yeah, let's say 8 million evasions.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a lot of evasions.
Yeah, that is a lot.
Yeah, Kent Lawrence, we're cracking down. I'm glad he said the prosecutor, as in prosecute, now has been freed up and is going to be prosecuting. That guy sounded great. And what they're doing here is, and SEPTA, this is out of control with Philadelphia again, always with the same thing. It's oversight. $50 million in evading. You just cannot, and we're going to throw more money at them. Well, do what they did in New York with Giuliani and also with Bloomberg. They cut down on a lot of this, and when they arrested the evaders, they found they had all kinds of other violations. You're not just going to get a blank check. Same thing with these school districts that are failures. The adequacy funding. You know who did that? The Supreme Court. Three of them are up again for retention. Strike a blow in November, knock all three of them out. Okay, it is time, though, for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody!
Has all the money gone?
That is certainly right. Okay. Henry, what do you have today?
Yeah, Dom. So today we're talking that all-time big, grandiose performance, and that's exactly what I'm going to give you here today. So this band I'm about to play for you, back in the mid-90s, they hosted a show where they drew over 250,000 people. 2.6 million people tried to get tickets. It's still the largest in-demand concert in their country of origin's history. I'm not going to give that away. Largest in their country's history. I'm going to play this band covering The Who, another big band.
Right.
I want to know the band covering The Who here. Simple enough.
I would say it's horrible. It's a little indistinct for me versus The Who.
Yeah.
An underrated band. I know that's hard to say, given that they're, you know, I'm talking about in the last 10 or 20. You don't know people that even know.
No one knows who Keith Moon is.
Yeah, right. They don't know that they were in the Pantheon. They weren't the Stones or whatever, but they were in the top seven or eight.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so this band, wildly popular. Like, think of a band that could only... What's a band that could get 250,000 people? It's probably this band, so...
All right. Wow. You won a four-pack of tickets today, if you get that, to see the Reading Phillies versus the Akron Rubber Ducks. Rubber Duckies. Ah, come on. Change it to Duckies. Rubber Ducks. At First Energy Stadium in Reading, Pennsylvania, this Sunday, August 17th. For tickets, visit readingphillies.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It's Dom, Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That is exactly right. Let's hear the clue from today. Name the band covering this great song.
Why don't you all? Don't find me while we out.
All right, let's go to Michael in Center City, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Michael, who's covering the song? Yeah, Michael, are
Hello?
You there? Yes, go
hey,
ahead, Michael.
You there?
Yeah. Yep,
go it's
ahead.
Matt. It's
oh,
Matt.
It's Matt. Okay, Matt.
Yeah, that would be Liam and Noel Gallagher of Oasis.
All right, I'll put you on hold. I'm shocked, Henry. I know of the band vaguely, but that number of tickets?
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. 2.6 million people tried to get tickets for their show, their 1996 concert at Nebworth.
Wow.
Only 250,000 were able to get tickets.
Wow.
It's the largest demand ever for tickets in British history.
Wow. All right. Not a bad rendition. I don't know that it's exact. You know, when you hear something 100 times, it's hard to taste. But pretty good attempt. Do you have some? We'll do it tomorrow, right? You have something tomorrow planned for Mulligans?
Yeah, we'll have
see. Yeah, if you have one.
Creative juice is flowing.
Yeah, we'll do that. Maybe Mulligan shenanigans related. We'll see that. Tomorrow, Mulligans, though. One thing, I'm looking at all these stories. New Jersey residents' fury over soaring energy bills could hit Democrats, could hit them in this election. Who else are you going to blame? Well, they're going to blame the corporations. Oh. Like that Danish outfit's not a corporation that was killing whales. That's not a corporation. Oh, they're the windmill people. That's not a corporation. All these greedy people getting campaign funding, all those Democrats. That's not the problem. We'll see. We'll see if Jack Ciattarelli can prosecute that. And bring your electric bill tomorrow to Mulligan's over on Hildreth. Should be there around 11:30. And we got great people, some of them new, showing up. We also have Joe Conklin there, and I'm saving something for him. He's on at 1 tomorrow. Philly screenwriter didn't know his Joel Embiid joke made it into Naked Gun. One of the film's lead writers is a diehard Sixers fan and a firm believer in the process, and they made a joke in the credits about Joel Embiid's knees not showing up. That was the credit. Yeah, so, boy, you got to go a long way. And I would say, Henry, I don't know if you've been around. Dan certainly has. The number one impression now, he's worked as Donald Trump pretty well, and he gets the flavor of Trump.
Mm-hmm.
The number one thing that Conklin wants to do, though, is Joel Embiid.
Of course.
Yeah. I don't know if it's easier. There's a certain inflection that he does. He's got the Mr. Softy joke.
Did he text you? Joe?
No, why?
No, it's crazy that you mentioned him because he texted me. He's actually coming over here. He wants to talk to you for a little bit, so he's going to stop by.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Joe Conklin.
In reality? Or
yeah, no. Seriously.
Right now?
He texted me today asking if you were in studio today. I go, yeah. Dom Giordano's always in studio. Come on. But he was just wondering if he could run by a couple of bits, you know.
Oh, he's...
I said any time you want to come in,
he's going to be in as well. We're running low on time here, but certainly we'll
accommodate. Yeah, I don't know if I'll have him on studio, but yeah.
Yeah, okay, sure. I've got to move my car
I'm shocked you brought up Joe Conklin because he brought up you, and he was thinking about you, and you were thinking about him.
Oh, okay, absolutely. Also, we're thinking of our buddy, E.J. Antoni, and I would tell you, just a little insider quirk. Henry seems able to book him easier than anybody we've ever seen. E.J.'s under fire. They're showing all the crowd footage. He was at the Capitol on January 6th. Now, his claim is he went to the president speaking, I think, at the Ellipse, and he was down there for meetings. It seems to me the one picture I see, he's walking away from the Capitol, and he's got to be a football field or more away from it. There's no allegation he participated in anything or was in the Capitol or anything like that. But, man, where were you on January 6th? Coming up, Stephen Sun will answer that. Stephen Sun is the guy that, well, he was the head of the Capitol Police. He was in charge. Nancy Pelosi going wild on social media, or her minions, attacking what Trump's doing in Washington, and, of course, bringing up January 6th. And the guy pushing back is Stephen Sun. Love when this guy comes on. He can tell you point blank about Pelosi and January 6th and others. And he strikes me as a cop's cop every time we had him on. So he'll be coming up in a few minutes. Let's go to Robert in Bensalem on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert, afternoon to you.
Hey, Dom, Dan, it's good to talk to you guys again today. I'm thinking about what you're talking about over in Gloucester and speaking to the Moms for Liberty representative, and a couple things pop into my head. First, when I was younger, they had youth detention centers. And if you were out, like, doing mischief on mischief night, they'd take you home. But if you were repeat or you were doing something serious, they took you to the youth center. For us, it was Edison up by Doylestown. I believe in Philly, it was a Stenton Youth Study Center.
That's right.
And your parents had to come get you. And they had guardrails back then that precluded anything like what we saw over in Gloucester County. I don't know if you, like, I went to the Alney bus station on Alney Avenue, and it was like 1:30 in the morning to pick them up. And there were bands of kids, I'm talking 10 years old, Dom, running around, getting into mischief at like 2 in the morning. I'm wondering where these parents are. Now, to the Moms to Liberty, I would say I'm fully supportive of parents' rights, but like with everything else, along with rights comes accountability, okay? And if you these kids aren't, they don't have parents that are working 16 hours a day.
That's
Dom.
Right. No,
they
that's
have parents
right.
that have completely disregarded them. They're in the system one way or the other, and they just don't give a crap what happens to their kids. And I think this would make them give a crap. I think the average person out there with the average kid would have nothing to worry about through all this, you know?
Right. I don't think anybody's going to go to jail here. I think some could be fined. There's constant due process. And as much as I support Moms for Liberty, you got to ease up on the deep state and all that. It doesn't always fit in this. It doesn't fit in this.
Well, it didn't. It doesn't help that, you know, and this is all the left, you know, from taking away the mental homes to telling parents how they have to raise their kids. I mean, you have places like California where they're going to throw parents in jail and take their kids away if they don't bend their knee to the gender affirming.
Yeah, the gender area. And Robert, the other thing, I didn't get in with the mayor today. We were on good terms. You know how I've done mayor for 10 years. Robert, mm-hmm. The other thing is they took away the power of the police just to move people on, that goofy attorney general and Phil Murphy around the marijuana thing. But guess what? Tomorrow we have Keith Hartzell, knows Ocean City better than anybody. At noon, I'm going to ask him maybe the lead question. Ocean City has conquered it this year. How did they do it? You remember even Ocean City was overrun the last few years.
Mm-hmm. Well, in Bensalem, they don't have any problem moving people along.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep.
My answer for the side question, I'm going to go personal again. 16 years old, I just turned 16, and somebody who owed me money gave me a ticket to see Pink Floyd, the Wall concert. Now, they only had the concert because it was such a big production, two cities in England, New York, and L.A., and that was it. So if you were able to get a ticket to that, that was amazing. My problem was I had just turned 16, had no car. But you know what, Dom? I said, I'm going to hitchhike. And I got up there on the I-95 North on-ramp with a Pink Floyd sign. And it was in February. Luckily, it wasn't that cold. But I had everything I need and $47. I was going to go. I got picked up by a van of kids who were going to the concert. And I wound up spending a day up at the beach before the concert, the most amazing concert I ever saw. And it was so big because they literally build the wall during the concert. And then at intermission, you see purple lights coming out from behind the wall. And you start hearing the beginning licks of Run Like Hell. And four blocks punch out of the wall. And in each of them spaces, is you just see the silhouette of Gilmore and Mason and Roger Waters. It was incredible, the most incredible, and I've been to a lot of concerts, the most incredible concert I've ever been to, and I got a girlfriend out of it. So it was an absolute perfect weekend, man.
Oh, man, there you go. All right, thank you, Robert. All right, that's a great call. Chief Stephen Sund is next, the former head of the Capitol Police on January 6th. A lot to say about Washington. Thrilled to have him. Hey, let me tell you about my friend and board-certified prosthodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz. I'm thrilled to tell you the great news that Dr. Bentz expanding his services and availability with a new prosthodontist joining the team in September. So if you're a patient with complex dental issues, maybe even putting off seeing a dentist or a general dentist that can use some backup on complicated cases, we got the guy, my dentist. Bentz Dental Group is your number one solutions provider. I've been seeing Dr. Bentz for 10 years. He's improved my oral health tremendously. You can do the same thing. Get on that road to great dental health, the smile that you've always wanted. Just get that initial appointment. Call and schedule now. 610-272-6949. 610-272-6949. Or visit BentzDentalGroup.com. B-E-N-T-Z DentalGroup.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
All right, with everything unfolding around us this week with Washington, what's going on, the right decision, it's not safe. Democrats initially tried to just say fascist, but then they're going January 6th. So I see Nancy Pelosi have quite a pushback from one of our favorites, Chief Stephen Sund, on Twitter. He posted, "Where are we today? Has been a long time in the making. In 2020, the D.C. Council passed several anti-police legislations, effectively handcuffing the police department. Between May 30th and June 1, as the White House came under attack, the D.C. police, an agency created by Congress as part of the protection of the U.S. president, were prohibited from responding to repeated calls for assistance from the U.S. Secret Service. And on it goes. Let's go to the former head of the Capitol Police, Chief Stephen Sun, here on Talk Radio 1210. Chief, welcome back. Thanks for the time today. I'm sure you're in demand, given where you've been. I've been reading on Twitter, you're back and forth here with Pelosi's people putting up whatever they are. Tell me your thoughts on what we're seeing play out in Washington.
Thank you very much for having me on again, Dom. It's always a pleasure. It's interesting. It all depends how you want to look at it, but it's interesting. You've got one side saying, hey, you know, look, here he is. He's activating the National Guard. You know, the city is having a big crime problem. No matter how you look at it, people are using these crime stats that between 2023 and 2024, it dropped 30%. You still have a crime statistic that's about 5 to 6 times higher than any other major city in Washington, D.C. when it comes to homicides. They need help. The department's at a 50-year low in manpower. The officers appreciate this. I've talked to residents today. They appreciate it. It's just being spun in such a way that because it's coming from the White House and because it's coming from at the direction of a president by the name of Trump, that it's all bad, bad, bad. I can tell you right now, if Mayor Bowser had implemented a process like that, and we've done things like this. I was with D.C. police for 25 and a half years. We've done big task force where we work closely with the feds to come in and bring in assistance, safe streets, the summer crime initiatives. They would be applauded by the media across the board. But because it's coming in and Donald Trump is having to implement Rule 7, Section 740, the Home Rule Act, to take over the MPD, it's now you've got a lot of bad stuff happening with it. That's not the case at all. The officers appreciate it. Citizens, like I've said, down there have appreciated. They really need the assistance.
Right. Carjacking is astounding, and car theft. And it tells me, doesn't this play into, because a lot of the carjackers apparently are juveniles, sometimes incredibly young. It plays into the juvenile stats, which seem to be unreported here. And my image of this, you know, and I'm not there regularly, maybe a few times a year, I sense juvenile crime in Washington, D.C. is one of the leaders in that category.
It is. The juvenile crime is what I'm hearing. They've just gotten so rampant. They're so brazen, and they've gotten very violent. We had some teenage girls kill an Uber driver.
Yes.
And we're seen laughing about it. They've just gotten so brazen. And again, that goes back to, you had mentioned it in the tweet, 2020, the city council, and the city council is so anti-police and pro-criminal, it isn't funny. They passed legislation that, again, it handcuffs the officers. It gives the criminals all the right. They've got the Second Chance Act. You have youth rehabilitation. That isn't working. If you don't hold youth accountable, you're going to get more and more problems in the future. Anybody that's raised a kid sees that. You know, you have to set boundaries. You have to have discipline. If not, it's just going to become a bigger issue in the future, and that's what we're seeing.
Bigger issue here, too, immediately almost. January 6th comes up here, and I love to be watching CNN with my friend Scott Jennings when he's on, and you sitting there in our living room when they start, and that's the only defense around this, particularly Pelosi doesn't get mentioned, and you're the one guy in America that can detail that and her role in not doing more pre and during January 6th.
Absolutely. And this is the second time she's gone onto Twitter and said that it was the president that delayed the National Guard on January 6th. And I've had to correct her twice, and both times went absolutely viral. You know, I'm not looking to get into an argument with the former speaker. I'm looking to set the record straight. The American people, judging by the interest in it, want to know the truth. And I've got the facts. I'm a 30-year cop. I keep very good facts, and I come with the receipts. So when she goes on and says it was Donald Trump that delayed the National Guard, that's not the case at all. I was denied twice on January 3rd when I asked for the support of the National Guard. I'm required by law to request it. And then again on January 6th, we come under attack on the west front of the Capitol at 12:53. I make my first request at 12:58. 11 times, I made 11 calls to the Capitol Police Board, which is her sergeant-at-arms and the Senate sergeant-at-arms, and repeatedly get denied for 71 minutes. And it took 81 minutes for the crowd to fight its way up to the Capitol and break the first window of the Capitol and get in. And for 71 of those minutes, I was repeatedly denied. So when she goes on Twitter saying it was the White House fault and President Trump's fault for being delayed and denied, that's not the case at all. It was her sergeant-at-arms trying to run up the chain to her. and my hands being tied because of the law. And then a year later, after January 6th, in December of 2021, they changed that law. So now the chief doesn't have to go through that to do it. So, you know, it's still back to where I am. She still, you know, forced my resignation the very next day. But, yeah, so they've acknowledged that. But she's still going on and spinning this, that it was the White House causing the repeated delays when it wasn't.
And every time I talk with you, the only part that's bittersweet for me, I hear you, you know, we've never met in person, but all these conversations, your book, the book again, Chief, for listeners.
Is Courage Under Fire. Get the paperback version. That's the latest version.
Okay.
It's called The Defense Account from Inside the Capitol on January 6th. It has the most updated information. It's actually been referred to now in congressional reports. And I've had members of Congress say this should be the after action for January 6th.
That is beautifully put. But that you're not back in police work, or are you in some way, shape, or form? That on your resume, is that the thing that makes it difficult?
It is. When I'd love to get back into policing. I do some consulting. I do some teaching. I actually do some teaching for future people that want to go into law enforcement. I still think it's a great, noble profession if we can just get politics out of it. But yeah, it continues to create an issue, but it's getting farther and farther behind us. And I'll tell you, on December 17th, 2024, a lot of your listeners may not know this, because I'm one of only a handful of people that Congress has exonerated by name. In their last report to the 118th Congress on January 6th, they, on the first page, exonerated me by name. So I'm appreciative to Chairman Barry Loudermilk for that work. And, you know, I know they're trying to address some of the issues, the retirement that was stripped from me and stuff like that. But we're going to see where it goes. I'm going to keep fighting the good fight. But someday I hope to maybe do something back in law enforcement.
Well, please let that happen. I mean that genuinely. I can't see anybody more dedicated, capable of doing that. Where do we follow you on Twitter? Because, you know, there's a viral thing with this, with you and whoever's doing Nancy Pelosi's Twitter and social media. Where do we go?
For me, it's Chief Sund at X for me. You're welcome to go on there. I post, you know, I don't post often, but when I do, it seems to get a lot of attention. You're going to get some facts out of it. So we'll see where this goes. Again, my whole goal is to make sure the American people get the truth, which is what they want.
And again, the people that you talk with, are they encouraged? We see the number of arrests. They seem to be pretty high for me versus the average night in D.C. 46, I think it was, last night into today, and 29 people that were here illegally were removed by ICE. And the deterrent effect of just having a force multiplier out there has to make people feel a bit better.
Absolutely. You know, I'm hearing from a number of officers. They definitely appreciate the assistance. Last stats I had was 103 arrests, 24 guns taken off the streets of Washington, D.C. You know, D.C. is only 67 square miles, and you're dealing with a city that's having 30 to 40 homicides per 100,000 residents. That's crazy. So, yeah, it is having some impact. It's going to have definitely some impact. The big thing is sustaining this. You know, taking it, we've worked a lot on a number of different crime initiatives with our federal partners, finding a way to sustain this beyond the 30 days, because the citizens of the District of Columbia deserve it. One homicide is one homicide too many.
Absolutely. Chief, it's always an honor. Hope to meet you in person some way, somehow. But thank you for answering the bell always.
Always, Dom. I appreciate it. And thank you very much to your listeners.
Thank you very much. You know, just a great guy that we've developed with, even though not meeting him in person. And tomorrow at Mulligan's, you'll be able to meet people like that that have come through the farm. We don't know about Dawn yet, do we? Dawn Fantasia, Henry, still up in the air. I do hope she makes it. I want to see her in person. Not yet. Don't know. Okay. All right. Dawn, come on. Come down there from Sussex County, even if you arrive at the last minute. But I'm intrigued tomorrow to meet with Wake Up NJ, Wake Up New Jersey, the guy from Twitter who is, you heard him this week, a union guy, a boss of construction work, and has turned into just an unbelievable force in New Jersey. And a lot of the regulars will be there. Paula Scanlon will be there. Never met her in person. Matt Rooney will be there. It's his first Mulligan's remote broadcast. So, and Henry will be wrangling people, so to speak. It's like a cowboy event there. All right, bring that rodeo guy over here. Come on out to Mulligan some more. Hildreth Avenue, you love Johnny. Particularly maybe be there around 12:30 with Mike Testa, when we sample some oysters. Oh, my God, the stuff you have to do for this job. All righty, we'll choose the winner here. It's the lightning round next. Get in at 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, before that, before we take a few, we got some great ones today. Henry, over and under, how many women will have any lipstick on the mark coming into Mulligans, would you say?
Oh, man. Well, if you're challenging them now,
yes.
I feel like I got to take the over here.
Yeah, okay.
Be, oh, man. I don't know, because I don't know how many people show up to these things.
Hundreds.
Hundreds?
Times.
All right, yeah. So I'll say over 9.5.
9.5 women. Come on, we got to break that tomorrow. Bring your lipstick. You can take it off. I'm just wondering, I'm looking at Christy Noem, who has lipstick
on.
Why
are we doing lipstick?
Well, because I've always wondered why, you and I have talked about it, even about Maisie, why are people not wearing lipstick anymore, women? And I'm looking at Christy Noem, Dan, versus the Fox Woman. Remember, the Fox Woman is a TV makeup thing. She's got lipstick on, the Fox Woman only mildly.
Huh.
Yeah, just a little observation. You're not a lipstick fan, huh?
No, I just say I think everyone's wearing lip gloss now.
Yeah, definitely lip gloss.
Yeah.
Well, Christy Noem, I've seen her in person.
They're still putting stuff on their lips. I just don't think the style is bright red lips anymore. Nobody
okay.
wants that.
Okay.
Including men.
Okay, Henry, anti-lipstick?
I wouldn't say I'm anti-lipstick and anti-red lipstick, but yeah, it's definitely not trendy right now.
Yeah, it's not trendy.
If Christy Noem were in the studio, you might change your mind. All right. Bring your electric bills and wear lipstick tomorrow, okay? Women. Ro will not. Ro hates it too, and I think Maisie is iffy on that. I hear you. Christy Noem, though, not so much. She's there. All right, Kathy in South Jersey. Let's get a few good ones here. Kathy, what's the performance?
Hi. So I witnessed a cross of comedy, music, and politics. I've never expected it. On an SNL live show in the studio audience. It was November 13th, 2016, the Saturday after Trump won and Hillary lost. Dave Chappelle hosted the show that night, and it was his first return since his breakup with Comedy Central. So that was huge. I knew I was going to see Dave Chappelle for the first time. Then Hillary Clinton, who played her, Kate McKinnon, at the cold opening, that's before they introduced the host, did Hallelujah.
Yes.
And it was a version of Hallelujah that the writers kind of put together. Mm. And at the end of, and I was in the audience, at the end of the song, she looks into the camera and she says, "I'm not giving up and neither should you." And I got chills. And I think that's when the Trump derangement syndrome started to permeate the left and take over. Because they were also stunned yet. They didn't know what to say, like just 3 days after the election. So it was amazing. Of course, I had voted for Trump. I didn't expect that. So that's probably one of the most amazing nights.
Yes, I remember, Kathy. Thank you. Yeah, even if you're a Hillary hater or not, the Hallelujah, Kate McKinnon, was really well done. That's pretty good. We got some real contenders. David in Lexington. David, what's yours?
Hey, gentlemen. First, Don, real quick, the guy who threw the sandwich, I think it would be very fitting if they threw him in a jail cell with Jared from Subway.
Yeah, he's Subway's new guy, that throws sandwiches at cops. Who knew Subway was even, marginal at this point? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Metallica when they played in Russia in 1991, I think it was. Over 1.5 million people came out there to watch that show. That was just amazing. If you watch the videos of that, I mean, the crowd just looks endless.
Thank you. Big crowds always make this. All right, Joe in Columbus. Joe, what's yours?
First of all, with all the way Johnny cornered the market and drained the Delaware Bay of all these oysters, they're going to waste lipstick tomorrow.
All right, come on, Joe. We need a little lipstick there tomorrow. Come on.
No, it's only going to be momentarily temporary, and I'm looking so forward to tomorrow. I always do.
It's a great
day, fantastic community you created. Dom, I changed my side answer, and it just came to me. It was a year ago, almost exactly a year ago, when I don't know if you or Zioli redirected Trump's motorcade to go by Mulligan's, and we all went outside. We were instructed to go outside. And we saw women crying, and I got chills. I mean, they came from my ankles up to the back of my head.
Gotcha, Joe. See you tomorrow. I want to get Chef Dave in. That was a great moment at Mulligan's. I know Johnny really liked it. Chef Dave, got about 30 seconds. What's yours?
The Beatles on top of Apple Records after they finished Abbey Road. They did three songs. The cops told them they had to stop because someone complained about disturbing the peace.
Gotcha. That is a major one. Sorry, Earl. We'll give you full. You'll be on the panel tomorrow. Henry, several contenders here. Let's go through who you like.
Yeah, I thought two stood ahead above the rest, and that would be Robert and Ben Salem and his story about hitchhiking to
yes.
the Nassau Coliseum.
$47 he had in his pocket.
To see Pink
yes.
Floyd perform yeah. the wall and then having Pink Floyd build the wall yeah. during the performance. It's pretty cool. But there's also nothing like Wild Bill in West Grove. You know, seeing Jimi Hendrix play at the Spectrum and then later on bumping into him at the
electric
bar.
Factory.
At the Electric Factory.
Yeah, that was great. And description, the whole thing. Dan, did you have anybody?
No, I didn't get my own answer today. I wasn't around.
What was yours?
I don't have one. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Yeah. All right. So I got to go. This is very tight. I got to go with Wild Bill.
Yeah.
Tight with Robert and Ben Sam. Wish we had two belts
neck.
Today. We'll put them into the hat. We'll draw the winner tomorrow to go off to the great on the Roosevelt Boulevard. Bob Harvey, thank you for Gallows. Tomorrow, be there. Lipstick or not. The oysters, all kinds of things. Bring your electric bills, too. We'll feature that. But we got Joe Conklin working up new routines. He wants to run past me to see if they work. I'm sure they're going to be Donald Trump meeting Joel Embiid. That's what I'm going to ask them to do tomorrow.
Oh, well, the Sixers yeah. will never go to the White House.
Yeah, that's
don't have to worry about that.
Can you see Joel Embiid? All right. Thanks to Dan and Henry here. Thanks to all the great guests. That's Stephen Sun. Proud that we can bring him to you. Follow me on Twitter at Dom Show. Dom Show 1210. Dom Show 1210. Tomorrow, Mulligan's X, 10th time on Hildreth. Be there starting around 11:30. Rich next. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.